From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 1st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that Columbia County officials are raising concern about the county's ability to house the homeless during the coming winter. Speaking at the County Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee last month, Robert Gibson, attorney for the Department of Social Services, said the county is already over capacity for the sheltering of the homeless, and the number of people seeking help during the winter typically increases. Gibson said a harsh winter is expected this year. He said, and I quote, coming early and lasting long, end quote. Social Services Commissioner Carrie Jablanka said, and I quote, we don't have the capacity to absorb much increase in the number of homeless, end quote. The county lodges those who need emergency shelter in hotels and motels, but over the years, the number of available hotel rooms has declined, Jablanka said. In July, DDS had 55 clients without a home, including 9 families. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greenville Planning Board has scheduled a public hearing for Wednesday, September the 7th, to discuss the design of a branch of Mavis Discount Tire Center proposed for construction in the town. Greenville officials and branch developers are looking for an alternative to the national retail tire chain's unusual box design after that design was rejected. The Greenville Planning Board last month asked the developer, Highlandburg Properties, to create a plan for a building that would fit with the town's architectural design. Greenville Town Supervisor Paul Mako said, and I quote, the developer wasn't too pleased about it, end quote. Mako said the preferred structure would have composite siding, a peaked roof, and design elements that are consistent with Greenville's comprehensive plan. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Greg Hudson and Victoria Addison are reporting in the Register Star on Healthstone Care, a new adult daycare facility that is scheduled to open in Catskill. It is the first facility of its kind in Greene County. The center's founder and program coordinator, Donna Christensen, said many families are seeking options to provide their older relatives with care during the day rather than choosing the nursing home option. Christensen said, and I quote, we look to provide occupational activities in a sheltered environment during the day and then send these people back to their families and their own lives in the evening, end quote. For seniors who want to remain independent, Healthstone will have the feel of a senior center with social activities and community meals, she said. Barnwell Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Valencia offers the only adult daycare program in Columbia County. Approximately 75 people are enrolled in the program, which operates 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can read that full story in the Register Star. School may not start until next week around the area, but high school sports are already underway. Ichabod Crane's girls soccer team beat Waterville Elite August the 30th, 8-1, for instance. High school football starts this Friday night with the Hudson Bluehawks hosting a non-conference game against Johnstown at 7 p.m. September the 2nd. Also, on Friday at 7 p.m., Coxsackie Athens goes to Waterville Elite and Ichabod Crane is at Broadbent Perth. Also, Ichabod Crane schools in Columbia County announced tax bills will be mailed this week. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties School trustees adopted a $37.19 million property tax levy on August 30th, a 0.12% increase that will result in tax rate decreases for taxpayers in Saugerties and Woodstock, and a slight increase in Ulster. Saugerties gets a $20.17 tax rate per $1,000 assessed valuation, a 1.2% decrease of 25 cents. Woodstock is also at $20.17, a 1.2% decrease of 25 cents. And Ulster is at $24.75 per $1,000, a 0.62% increase of 15 cents. Bills are due in September without penalty, then a 2% penalty in October, a 3% penalty from November 1st to November 4th, and then Ulster County takes over the collections. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Pauline Liu in the Times Herald Record reports that some of the nautical charts currently in use on the Hudson River date back to 1887. Some chart data from the 1930s and earlier is based on dropping lead weights tied to a line from a rowboat to the riverbed. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is now answering the call of Hudson River pilot Captain Scott Ireland for important parts of the Hudson River to be charted with newer technologies. Now, NOAA is surveying the entire river, measuring the depth and identifying underwater hazards. More detailed electronic charts will be released online by 2019. Ireland said, and I quote, "The new NOAA data will provide a much more accurate picture of the river, something that every professional mariner can use when they need to be in and out of the channel." You can read that full story in the Times Herald. The Albany Business Review is reporting that the Port of Albany have reached a tentative deal to increase the size of the port 25%. The port would purchase 80 acres in the town of Bethlehem for $9 million if the agreement goes through. Beegan Harbor agreed to sell the land within the next 8 months if engineers determine there is no environmental and wetland issues preventing development of the property. You can read that full story in Albany Business Review. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms before noon today, then isolated showers between noon and 1 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with the temperature high near 78 degrees. The Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 56. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 6:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:27 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the first day of September 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.